Tsumomo was in the maid's room with her boyfriend. She's angry about something, and she's taking it out on me. I didn't take anything from her.
Mother didn't speak. I wasn't even sure she'd heard me. Soon, Hatsumomo came out and said she was missing a brooch used for decorating the front of an obi.
My emerald brooch, Mother,
she kept saying, and crying just like a fine actress.
She sold my emerald brooch to that horrible man. It was my brooch. Who does she think she is to steal such a thing from me?
Search the girl, Mother said. Once, when I was a little child of 6 or so, I watched a spider spinning its web in a corner of the house. Before the spider had even finished its job, a mosquito flew right into the web and was trapped there. The spider didn't pay it any attention at first, but went on with what it was doing. Only when it was finished did it creep over on its pointy toes and sting that poor mosquito to death. As I sat there, on that wooden floor, and watched Hatsumomo come reaching for me with her delicate fingers, I knew I was trapped in a web she had spun for me. I could do nothing to explain the cash I was carrying beneath my sash. When she drew it out, Mother took it from her and counted it. You're a fool to sell an emerald brooch for so little, she said to me, particularly since it will cost you a good deal more to replace it. She tucked the money into her own sleeping robe and then said to Hatsumomo, You had a boyfriend here in the Okyo tonight. Hatsumomo was taken aback by this, but she didn't hesitate to reply, Whatever gave you such an idea, Mother? There was a long pause, and then Mother said to Auntie, Hold her arms. Auntie took Hatsumomo by the arms and held her from behind while Mother began to pull open the seams of Hatsumomo's kimono at the thigh. I thought Hatsumomo would resist, but she didn't. She looked at me with cold eyes as Mother gathered up the koshimaki and pushed her knees apart. Then Mother reached up between her legs, and when her hand came out again, her fingertips were wet. She rubbed her thumb and fingers together for a time, and then smelled them. After this, she drew back her hand and slapped Hatsumomo across the face, leaving a streak of moisture.